Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best-looking, smartest, and, of course, most humble fellow I know.
And, of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a smooch.
Mwah! Welcome back, 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos here. Bill Brand is our guest, our good friend, DSI.biz, Development Specialist Incorporated. Check that website out. You'll find some very illuminating writing there that Bill does and his people do. Bill is a global leader, a problem solver, traveling all over the world, helping people solve their problems. He's in Hong Kong right now. I'm going to give you a couple more days. I expect you to have that sorted out over there. Do you need more than 48 hours?
If I need reinforcements, Jim, I got your number.
You know how to get me. I'll be right over. I'll park cars, pour coffee, I'll hold your code and take the first punch. Hey, Bill.
I was hoping you'd stand in front of me if I start shooting.
No, I'm going to bail on that one. So, folks, Bill has already given us a good report on Hong Kong. He's given us a great report on the 70th anniversary and the motivations of the Chinese government, the Communist Party, on their motivations on Hong Kong is ultimately I called it a prequel to claiming Taiwan. That's obviously in their sights. But Bill, one of the things, let's bring this home a little bit by talking about how all the things that are going on over there are affecting the ability of the U.S. to negotiate a defendable trade deal, something that actually has some teeth that we can sort of keep them from cheating on. Are we getting farther away from that opportunity, not because of anything we've done, but because of what's happening over there?
Yeah, to some extent, it is also because of what we've done. I mean, and I don't mean that in a detrimental fashion. We allowed China to enter the WTO with the World Trade Organization with a number of restrictions some years ago on the condition that they make a number of changes to their economy to allow outside investment and foreign firms to come in. They haven't quite lived up to that. You know the stories about how they forced the technology transfer and other issues using, you know, joint ventures. And there's been a lot of grumbling. And so for a long time, people were happy because money was being made to let the two economies become utterly intertwined. They are decoupling now. And once they decouple, that's hard to get them back. I mean, China about 8 to 9 years ago was no longer the low-cost producer. That's Malaysia in some cases, or Vietnam or Sri Lanka.
And some of those jobs are coming. Some of that work is coming back to the U.S. now.
The president would have you believe that, Jim. That might be a bit more hyperbole than it is reality, to be honest with you. It's coming back to North America, maybe Mexico to some extent, automotive. Yeah. But don't overplay the U.S. part. But the nations are.
Well, I've got the chief economist for manufacturers on in the next hour. I'm going to ask him that question.
Yeah, that was some of it's coming back, but that's an overplayed hand. I think that the U.S. economy has fundamentally changed in the last 40 years in the way it services and what it makes. And so, you know, it's not going to become a manufacturing.
Well, manufacturing is a much smaller part of our economy than it was. But back to the point about trade. So you're saying that day by day, we're getting farther away. The events, so to speak, events are putting a more distance between a resolution, a trade resolution between the U.S. and China. Not necessarily the premier and the president doing, but the events are pushing us apart.
If you ask me, will it go back to what it was? The simple answer is no. It will never go back to what it was. There are too many other, you know, just like when a manufacturer has a supplier problem and is forced to second source because it loses faith in the supplier. We've now second sourced China. We've second sourced, you know, all the people who had single source operations in China have moved some to Malaysia, you know, Vietnam.
So from that standpoint, Bill, has the trade negotiations and the doubt that's been cast on China over some of their behavior, like with Hong Kong and everything, has that created Is that sort of neutralized their power, their economic power? I mean, the economy over there is not doing as good now as it was, right?
No, it has not neutralized their economic power. They are playing on a world stage apart from America. Their One Belt, One Road initiative is involved in something more than 50 countries right now. They are, and I was in Peru on Tuesday. Yeah. They are Peru's largest trading
partner.
Does
the United States, do we need China? Do we need the trade deal with China?
The truth of the matter is, Jim, China needs the U.S. and the U.S. needs China. This is a relationship that is going to form, that is going to guide the 21st century, and we really need to work together.
I agree with you. I agree with you 100%. Hey, Bill, thank you so much for your time. Be safe over there in Hong Kong. Come home safely, and I'll see you soon. Bill Brandt, ladies and gentlemen, a great American and a great leader, and we're so proud to have him as part of our world. Bill Brandt, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.